This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media Group.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Hour number two is off and running. We have a huge ladies' lounge for you tonight, friends. You've got to stick with us. Linda Chavez is here. Kelsey Bowler is here. Bethany Mandel is here. All on very important issues that will impact your life and impact the lives of your family and your kids. With Bethany tonight, we're going to talk about a new, it's not a new thing, it's relatively new, just a few years old, called Banned Books Week. And in Banned Books Week, you actually have librarians trying to put forward the very worst literature possible for your children to be exposed to into their hands. That's actually the goal of the whole thing, to show you what books have been negatively responded to in the library, and then to have them available for it kind of defies common sense. But then again, a lot of what the American Library Association does, I've fought those guys going back to my days in Chicago when they didn't want the Chicago Public Library, who they share a headquarters with, they did not want the Chicago Public Library to put filters on their computer, and you had men self-servicing themselves sexually in the cubicles in the library looking at stuff that doesn't belong in the public library. And these the American Library Association, all in favor of the perverts getting to do whatever they wanted to, even if children were sitting in the next cubicle over. Unbelievable. So these are kind of some vile people to begin with, the ALA. But anyway, that's we'll have more details on that coming up a little bit later. Kelsey Bowler, another installment of what's going on in the gender identity war. Friends, there is no bigger threat to your children right now than public school health officials. They want to tell your confused kid that they should permanently alter their sex organs and remove healthy breast tissue and all kinds of other stuff, just because your child may ask a question or two. It is obscene what's happening to our children. And I think people need to start going to jail for it, actually. I don't understand these people that have, you know, all kinds of patience and no problem with this stuff going on in the public schools. Schools actively trying to transition children away from their biological identity and sex just because they think it's the thing to do. Disgusting. Kelsey Bowler will be here with us. And then Linda Chavez was a high-ranking government advisor to both George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan. She was kind of a different voice on the issue of immigration because she is Hispanic. She wants America to open up legal immigration to welcome immigrants, particularly those that are coming from communist and oppressive countries. But she wants a secure border. So we'll ask her. And she spoke out and got into a lot of trouble with her fellow Democrats back when she was a Democrat for speaking out on some of those things. We'll ask her to give us her grade on where we're at in the assessment of the immigration issue currently in the U.S. Now, I got to get to what happened late this week. Did you see Instagram and Twitter and all the rest literally blow up over the weekend? You know why? Because when you have a president who says awkward things, sometimes people don't quite understand what he's talking about.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. Gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
What? I know that some of you who may not have seen that before have a hard time believing that the president said that. But this is your president Joseph Biden yesterday.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. You gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
Is he admitting to being a pedophile? Because we know that Hunter, in his laptop, referred to him as Pedo Joe. We know that his daughter wrote about taking showers with her father. We know that he has sniffed literally everything under the sun. I mean, take a look at the picture that's on your screen right now. These are all real shots of real people that he put his nose to and took a... I don't understand. And I don't understand how, if this was any Republican politician, if Ron DeSantis said this, if Greg Abbott said this, if Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz or Kevin McCarthy said this,
if Mitch McConnell said it,
if just about anybody said it, this would be a heinous thing that the press would run away with for weeks. But he goes a step further than that. He's not just pictured sniffing people's hair. He actually says the age.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. Gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30. But anyway, this woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
And everybody in the room thinks it's just the most hilarious thing. And I... For those of you listening by way of radio only tonight, you can't see the expression on his face. But those of you watching on Salem News Channel on Biz TV and on the stream, when he goes, you got to say hi to me, he points his finger at him and he says it in a different tone. But you got to say hi to me. Like, you got to. And if you don't, then you're going to be in trouble. But you got to say hi to me. Remember when you were 12 and I was 30? What kind of creep is this guy? I mean, nobody will talk about the fact that when he first started making overtures to Jill Biden, she was only 15 at the time, and he was a grown man. He had a family. She was the babysitter. No, nobody talks about that. But you got to say hi to me. You got to say hi to me. She was 12, I was 30. You got to say hi. What is that? If this was Donald Trump, Don Jr., Eric Trump, anybody with a Trump last name, if it was any of the modern Republican leaders or popular governors that are out there, this would be... The late night shows would be going nuts with this. Everybody would be hanging them from the highest rafters. Oh, it's okay because she helped him get a lot done. And everybody in the room thought it was just hilarious when he said it. Was she really 12? Were you really 30? Was that really the case when you interacted? And was that interaction similar to what you did with who was not Jill Biden at the time when you were married to another woman and she was your babysitter? At 15, there's pictures of her sitting on his lap, and not in a normal, friendly way. This man, this family. You think about what has happened with Joe Biden's family. His son dies. That wife takes up with Hunter. So the daughter-in-law beds the brother. Meanwhile, Hunter is betting everything that moves with a skirt. He's going to Vegas, he's going to Europe, he's going to Russia, he's going everywhere. Anybody that will see him, bring him drugs, and, you know, help him have a good time, he's ready to party with. Then he actually sires a daughter with an adult dancer, an adult entertainment expert, what, down in Dallas or Arkansas or somewhere. Anyway, she was in the South, and she got pregnant, had his kid, and he tried to deny it, and then he had to admit it because of DNA. Meanwhile, you have picture after picture after picture of Joe Biden sniffing, touching, smelling, riding up on every woman that he's near for the last 40 years. There's 40 years worth of photos of that. Nobody says a word. Nobody says anything about it. His daughter writes in her book how she took inappropriate showers with her father. And he says openly, "Oh, you got to come see me. She was 12, I was 30. Friends, the moral collapse of what we've allowed the office of the president to become publicly, it's one thing if all of this is private and kept private. They're throwing it in the face of the United States, and I don't know how we deal with that. Of course, we have bigger issues to deal with. We've got an economy that's not working. We have a southern border that's wide open. And we have enemies who want to kill us. And he doesn't seem to be bothered by any of those things either. Kevin McCullough, we're going to talk about him. Coming up next, right here, Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And there is no one that I have had more respect for when it comes to genuine discussion about what's good for our country by way of the debate over illegal immigration than someone who has spent her entire life talking about it and trying to talk common sense into people of both parties, and sometimes all parties, no parties, when she is trying to do exactly that. And Linda Chavez, who was politically connected to both the W. Bush administration and the Reagan administration at different times in her career, but before that, a Democrat prior to joining the Reagan team, and since then has chosen to remain independent. I'm glad to welcome Linda Chavez back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Linda, it's good to have you here. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be with you again, Kevin, after a very long hiatus.
Yeah, well, you know, there's lots of things that when you think about immigration and some of the concerns that that President Reagan struggled with and dealt with, you know, he was well loved by Republicans for a lot of accomplishments, but I think he even admitted later in life that granting mass amnesty was probably one of the mistakes that he made when he was in office. You were there trying to talk common sense to him and later to George W. Bush at the White House level, and you always saw America for what she could be in terms of real immigration for people. Where do you put the grade at where we are right now in 2022 on the handling of immigration as a whole?
Well, I think we're getting a failing grade right now, and it's for a variety of reasons. I think President Reagan understood very well that we need an influx of people into the United States that helps renew us, that helps booster our economy, and it does so in a way that really makes the United States unlike many countries in the world. We do a great job of assimilating people to our culture, to our language, and we've done that now for most of the history of the nation. I think the problem now is our laws are way out of sync with our needs as a country and with our values. And the problem is we cannot get Congress to change those laws to be more consistent with both those values and our economic needs.
It's a remarkable thing to watch in terms of how the last couple of administrations have responded to this crisis, because if you listen to the media, you would think that Joe Biden was the guy that immigrants would love, and you'd think that Donald Trump would be the guy that they would all hate. And yet, when you look at the outcomes of the policies of the two men, you kind of had a reversal of roles in that respect. And I'm curious, you know, the current team has tried to undo many of the common sense things that the Trump team had done. And I'm just curious, we've had, I think it's close to 3 million additional illegal crossings that have made it in and that have gotten that appearance or ticket to appear in a future court date. What are we doing on the southern border, and how is it impacting our real desire to have a controlled immigration process?
Well, first of all, let me give you the facts about the numbers. The new numbers that just came out suggest that we are on track to have 2 million apprehensions at the border. But, Kevin, don't make any mistake about this. And we hear this way too often in the media. It is not 2 million people who've come into the United States and are here now. By the way, if that had happened, we would not be having the labor shortage that we're experiencing that is leading to inflation and causing all sorts of problems. What we have is 2 million people who are stopped at the border. 1.3 million of those people were, in fact, turned around. That's still probably too many, 700,000 or so, who we have let into the country temporarily. Many of these people are claiming asylum, but they're doing so under U.S. law. These are not illegal immigrants. They're people who are applying under current U.S. law to be granted a hearing to see if they can push their asylum claim. Now, those laws, in my view, need to be changed. But let's not vilify the people who are obeying the law and doing exactly what the law prescribes, which is to come into the United States and make their claim. You cannot apply for asylum under our current U.S. laws any place but on U.S. soil.
So the remain in Mexico policy then, Linda, were you not in favor of the vetting process that that they attempted to kind of instill at these apprehension points?
Well, the remain in Mexico policy was an outgrowth of the pandemic. Under Title 42 of U.S. law, President Trump invoked his emergency authority to basically say, we are going to not allow people to come in because they potentially pose a danger. But the problem is, even the remain in Mexico, even Title 42, did not allow the United States to deal with, for example, Venezuelans. Venezuelans are fleeing a communist-led country. Like Cuban Americans who came here over the course of decades, fleeing Fidel Castro, these Venezuelans are fleeing Nicolas Maduro. And oh, by the way, Donald Trump wanted to use military force to get rid of Nicolas Maduro. And in fact, there were reports, at least in John Bolton, his National Security Advisor's book, that there were talks with the opposition in Venezuela to have U.S. support for a coup there. And because of the nature of Venezuela, we don't have diplomatic relations. So we can't return Venezuelans who are coming to our border. And by the way, tens of thousands of them have come to our border fleeing what is a horribly repressive regime. We can't return them to Venezuela, nor will Mexico take them. Mexico has the right to say we're not going to allow them to stay. So we're in a bit of a quandary here. We have Venezuelans who are showing up as the people who were later transported to Martha's Vineyard and apparently today to Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. These are people who are obeying U.S. law by coming to the United States, presenting themselves, and claiming asylum. And, you know, if Ronald Reagan were around, my guess is he would grant asylum to those fleeing the oppressive communist regime that has government-enforced poverty. It's got the highest poverty rate now in Latin America. Over almost 80% of the country lives in poverty, all because of the communist regime in Venezuela. How we can admit the people we want to admit who are coming here to work, who are going to contribute to a society, and who are going to assimilate, and strengthening protections at the border to keep out those who are, you know, not interested in doing that, potential criminals and drug dealers, etc.
Yeah, terrorists, etc. Linda Chavez, appreciate the time today, and thank you for giving us your insights.
Great. Thanks. Good to be with you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the military will be deployed to Atlantic Canada to help the province of Nova Scotia recover from post-tropical cyclone Fiona. The storm made landfall there on Saturday. A vast majority are left without power. Trees and power lines are down and buildings severely damaged. Tropical Storm Ian, which is expected to hit Florida as a hurricane next week, has prompted a state of emergency for 24 counties in Florida and another delay for NASA's new moon rocket. A referendum staged by Russia in four Ukrainian provinces, setting up a pretext for annexation, is still being condemned by Ukraine and Western allies. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged his countrymen in the occupied territories to undermine the referendums. Jazz saxophonist Pharoah Sanders is dead at 81. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Kelsey Bowler is back with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Kelsey, this week, well, we got a lot to talk about because you've been working on your documentary, but there's also some new developments in some other area news. And I had John Gibson on as well, and he recently told me, you know, the gender identity stuff in the schools, it's going to be an enormous voting motivator for parents. In fact, he didn't say this, Kelsey, but everyone's trying to pit abortion and Dobbs versus crime in the economy, which is kind of how the split's coming down for the general election. So the smart people say. I think that they are missing a huge part of the electorate, and that is, I think that some of the women's rights talk, the abortion stuff, is going to be offset by a strong turnout of moms and married women that are going to be very motivated to vote based on the gender identity and the educational dysfunction that we have in the country. And I'm curious if you agree with that assessment.
Yeah, absolutely. I would caveat that to say that a lot of Americans still don't know how far this issue has gone until it affects them personally. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have a child who is gender confused. That could also mean there's a gender confused child in your own child's class, and the teacher is in the school is mandating that your child use incorrect pronouns that don't align with this child's biological sex and accommodate this child, whether that means having a biological boy use girls' bathrooms or locker rooms or even room overnight in opposite sex cabins, all in the name of tolerance. And so once these types of situations start affecting more and more parents, which they absolutely are, because the number of transgender and non-binary identifying children is just skyrocketing, they are going to wake up to it. Many of them sadly already are, because we know about these instances all across the country. But I'll tell you, it is easier for a lot of Americans to say, well, I'm tolerant.
Yesterday, we highlighted the story of one such person. It was a young girl who told her mom that she was a boy at age 12. At 13, started puberty blockers, had surgery to remove her breasts at age 14. And now she's aged 18 and regrets every ounce of it, and has since about age 16. So you're talking about a four-year spread in the life of a yet-to-be-fully-developed human being that parents, I guess, allowed some of it because they were unfamiliar with what to do, and they trusted the authorities around them, the medical authorities and the social authorities and everybody else. They didn't want this particular child, and I forget her name, we played a piece of her audio from her testimony on Capitol Hill, but she said that parents are being told, you give affirming care to people like me, or your child's likely to commit suicide. And I don't think under any circumstances normal parents would say, well, I'd want my kid to commit suicide, so of course they're going to do whatever the other option is. But this is now being, it's become this huge tent to park everything under that may just be normal emotional development, may just be a sense of I don't fully understand how I, you know, what I am yet as a person. But they don't want to necessarily go down this path of permanence that has no recourse. And that was the message of the young 18-year-old girl that was trying to get the word out yesterday. I know you've got a big chunk of these stories coming up with your documentary.
Yeah, I believe that girl's name is Chloe, who you're speaking about. She's a very powerful story. I encourage everybody to go watch it. And absolutely, Independent Women's Forum just released our latest story featuring a detransitioner as well, a biological woman who went down the path of a social and medical quote-unquote transition, only to realize just a year after having a double mastectomy to remove her breasts that objectively, no matter what she did to her body, no matter how many people she convinced to call her a boy, there was no way for her to actually be a boy. And that identifying this way was actually kind of being used as a coverall to attempt to heal some deeper emotional and mental health issues that she was having. She was one of those teens who thought, if everybody around me doesn't affirm me, if I'm not allowed to quote unquote transition, then I will kill myself. This is what she told her parents. This is what she told herself. And less than a year after surgically removing her breast, she changed her mind. This really was over a four-year span where she made permanent effects to her body and then realized she is a woman. That's not even how she identifies. It's just simply what she is.
Right.
There's been such a media blackout of these detransitioner stories. Yeah. I appreciate you covering it, and I think there's such an important piece of the conversation of this entire gender ideology debate.
We're going to keep telling stories, Kelsey. It's what we have to do, and I know you will as well. IWF.org, that's where you go to see that. Kelsey Bowler, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for today.
Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You may remember about a year ago, we talked about this concept called Banned Book Week. And it's not exactly what it is titled, but there is certainly an agenda behind it. And here to discuss is Bethany Mandel, writer for The Deseret, FoxNews.com, other great outlets. She's also the editor of the Heroes of Liberty book series, which I cannot recommend highly enough. Historical biographies, accurate about the types of American heroes that they will not hear about in their local public school library or in their local public school classroom, sadly, a lot of times. But she rejoins us. Bethany, for those that weren't here last year when we talked about it, Banned Book Week, how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So the American Library Association has been tracking for a number of years the books that people bring an objection to in their local libraries. And, you know, 10 years ago, the books were kind of you know, Captain Underpants and sort of books that had potty humor and silliness. I personally, you know, I found most of the books that people objected to about 10 years ago to be non-objectionable. That changed. The number one book at the top of the banned books list for the last several years is a book called George. They've retitled it since. Now it's called Melissa, and it's by a writer named Alex Gino, who goes by they, them pronouns. And so I think you know where this is going.
Oh, man.
It's a book basically promoting the idea of gender transition to children and to middle schoolers. It is marketed for middle grade children, and so that's ages probably like third grade to sixth. And it makes taking hormones sound like taking antibiotics, and it cures you, and it's very easy, and it's very simple, and all you need is your parents' permission. And I'm basically paraphrasing because I've read this book. But it's all part of a push to introduce sexuality and introduce age-inappropriate topics to children too soon. And if you look at the list of banned books now that the ALA is so desperately trying to protect, the books are explicit, and they are inappropriate. And they are not the Captain Underpants of 10 years ago, that's for sure.
They're the kind of books, actually, that when parents tried to read from them at local school board meetings, the school board shut them down and had them dragged out of the school board meetings.
Yeah, and the same when you show images. There's another book that's been at the top of the list called Gender Queer, and it's a graphic novel.
That sounds harmless.
It's graphic, let me tell you. There's the imagery of sex acts between children. There are images of adults laying in bed with children in sexual positions. I mean, it's just, the ALA has decided to shift its focus towards protecting and promoting sexually explicit material to children. And that's what Banned Books Week has become.
And how do they pull this out? Do they go into the schools? Do they go into the libraries and set up displays? What's the strategy?
For the librarians to sort of promote this?
Yeah.
So so during Banned Books Week, they'll create promo tables. And so they'll say, these are the books that we're highlighting this month. They basically use all the same books as they used in June during Pride Month. Just, you know, same display.
Just change the label on the table. It's banned books instead of Pride. Yeah.
Exactly. There's not as many rainbows. But I mean, it's basically the same idea. They're sort of pushing this into the hands of kids. I have a friend here where I live in Montgomery County, Maryland, and she told me that her daughter has pretty much only come home with these books from the school library. And she's talked to the librarian and said, I'm not comfortable with my child reading these books. And the librarian has just been like, I don't really care, because they think that our children are, you know, the collective's children. They are society's children, and, you know, they need to be educated, and who cares what parents think about
them? Well, I've been speaking with Kelsey Bowler and John Gibson, and they've all said the same thing, that this kind of new attitude of the kids don't belong to you, they belong to us, the greater us, whoever that is. And I think, I don't know, Bethany, I know that the left, the far left, is really pushing on the Dobbs case to try to get the abortion vote out. I kind of think that moms, particularly moms of small children, are going to care a lot more about this stuff than they are in states like New York, where abortion is still legal anyway. It's not going to be a deciding factor in the gubernatorial race here, but something like this is. And moms, and you don't have to be necessarily a Christian conservative to be, you know, upset about this. They're just normal people living in the suburbs that don't want their kids exposed to this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the friend that I referred to is a moderate Democratic voter mom, and she doesn't want her daughter, you know, who's, I mean, this is how they target kids. You know, you're going through
this
puberty.
Is grooming. Body is
changing.
Yeah.
Sorry?
This is grooming. And
yeah,
they're
yeah,
in print.
100%. Yeah. And so she doesn't want her daughter sort of in this really sensitive moment in her life exposed to the idea that, you know, you can avoid this changing body thing by taking hormones. You can avoid it, but you shouldn't, because this is just, you know, girls become women, and it's not a fun, it's not a comfortable experience. And so they're sort of targeting young girls by saying, you know, maybe if you're uncomfortable in your body, you're really a man. I mean, show me a preteen girl comfortable in her body.
Yeah. No, it's really insidious what they're doing. And it's another great rationale for why people should explore educational options. I mean, charter schools, homeschooling, Christian schools, Catholic schools, yeshivas, like whatever their options are in their particular communities, there's got to be better opportunities than what we're being force-fed through the, you know, the National Federation of Teachers.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, we've seen the failure of public education over the course of the last 3 years, and now they're sort of piling on top of it. And so they weren't educating our children during COVID, and now that they have them back and they're years behind, instead of trying to play catch-up on things like, I don't know, math and reading, they've decided to go all in on gender ideology.
And CRT, and in some cases both. This is really disturbing. Are there any practical steps, Bethany, that you're putting out there for people to, you know, take more control of their situation?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the number one thing is to be aware of what your children are bringing home from the library, both the school library and the public library, and also what's being taught in their classrooms. Yeah. And that's not exclusive to the sex ed classes.
Oh, no.
They're putting these books in every single subject area.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's not anywhere near the sex ed discussions that they're doing. It's way in advance of that.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Bethany Mandel, always appreciate it. Thank you for being here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Madison Square Garden, one more time to the Music Spotlight stage. In his final performance, it is none other than Harry Styles.
The next song I'm going to play, I have to dedicate to each and every single one of you. Because once again, you've changed my life. This is As It Was.
Gayle King from CBS News had come out, presented Harry with a banner that will now sit in Madison Square Garden permanently for 15 sold-out consecutive shows. And he put on quite a performance in his final night in Madison Square Garden. All right, that's rounding out Radio Night Live for this week. Kevin McCullough, this week on the Salem News Channel, I'll be filling in for Andrew Wilkow all week long. Hope you can join me then, weekdays 5 to 6. Plus, check out my regular radio shows, 3 to 4 in the afternoon in New York, and again, 7 to 8 o'clock.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.